Here's the 0-2. Driven up the middle. Base hit. Altuve 4-for-4. Kemp jogs home. The Astros up 6-4. How about that for two-strike hitting? He's got you in the hole when it's 0-2.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end a three-game skid, and even this series at a game apiece, beating the Twins 7-5.
It was a little wobbly from time to time, but some big performances in this one, including Altuve and Correa once again getting it done for the Astros.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. End the three-game losing streak yesterday with the win over the Twins. And nice to see the offense break out. Started early with the Carlos Correa two-run home run in the first and just continued after that.
Yeah, I think everybody exhaled a little bit when we got the two-run lead and Correa hits the big home run. And I saw an uptick in our performance. I thought the situational hitting was better. I thought the two-out hitting was better. You know, our approach was good, and we capitalized on a few extra bases here and there. So good team win for us. We needed an offensive day where you get, you know, 10 or more hits, you get 5 or more runs, and guys are contributing from throughout the lineup.
Jose Altuve got his first off day in 203 games the day before on Tuesday, and wound up back in the lineup yesterday, or off day on Monday, and back in the lineup yesterday. And I think after going 4-for-4 after an off day, you probably have a little bit more credibility if you ask him to have another off day at some point down the road.
Yeah, I think sometimes we expect so much out of him, and we really played him a lot, and he needs some off days. I haven't necessarily given these guys much room after the slow start, the rise through May and June and July. You know, Jose Altuve has been as consistent as any player, and I could see him dragging a little bit over the last week. He still finds a way to get hits and find himself in the middle of things, but the day off served him well. He had a bounce in his step yesterday. Four hits is no surprise if anybody that's been watching him over the last few years, but he continues to amaze us.
Roster move before the game today with Carlos Gomez designated for assignment and Yandel Gustave called up, first big league call-up for Gustave, starting off with Gomez. Obviously, he was a guy you got at the deadline last year along with Mike Fiers from Milwaukee, and we're hoping for really big things for him this season after the way he performed last year just didn't seem to work out.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work out, and when you make the decision that things are going to change and his role is going to change and things aren't the same, sometimes the better option is to cut ties. I mean, it's a sad day no matter what. The performance when you lose a player off your team. And Carlos Gomez is prepared. He's energetic. He was a guy who showed up ready to play every day. We get to see behind the scenes a lot of the stuff that he did. But, you know, unfortunately, the play on the field didn't work out for us, and he'll get a fresh start somewhere else for the rest of this year or going into next season. But it does send a jolt to our clubhouse when you lose a veteran of Gomez's magnitude. And I'm going to choose to remember some of the good things, the home run in New York last year in the playoffs, some of the energy, the smile that he had on the field. His overall performance was a grind for a lot of us, but his impact will still be remembered.
Was this move a little easier to make because Jake Marisnyk has been playing so well and swinging the bat? You know, the defense is always there with him, but swinging the bat really well over the last month.
Yeah, it helps a little bit because obviously the opportunity is going to go to him and Tony Kemp and Preston Tucker and eventually Gurriel will get here. We may play Bregman out there. But, you know, I think guys have to push other guys. And, you know, for us, the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season that we hope to still make a run here for the playoffs, you know, we've made a commitment to play the players that we feel like can win tonight's game. And, you know, once Gomez became on the outside looking in, rather than drag it out, rather than have him sit on the bench and stay idle for the next 6 weeks, we decided to move on.
Meanwhile, Gustave saw him in spring training, an electric arm. Have to be pretty excited about his addition. What have you heard about him from his time at AAA?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's thrown some multiple inning outings. He's thrown in the mid to upper 90s. You know, his breaking ball against righties has been okay. You know, we know he's going to come with a power approach. We think he's going to throw strikes. It's nice to get him up here. We you know, he was added to our roster for a reason. Had a nice spring training. We haven't had the opportunity for him to come up before this point. You know, we knew he was going to come up in September, but now he gets to come up and add to a bullpen that's been used quite a bit lately. So I look forward to getting his debut out of the way.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
The last game of the first half of the 1981 season was played on June 11th. After that, the owners suspended play because the players would not agree to free agent compensation. Nolan Ryan and Pete Rose squared off in Philadelphia on the last day of the first half. Rose tied Stan Musial's National League hit record, but Ryan also fanned him three times. Then everything came to a halt. Eventually, the issue was solved, creating a compensation pool. The new format ensured the first half winners a spot in the playoffs against the second half winners. The Phillies and Dodgers were in, and the Astros and Expos won the second half. The embarrassing season ended when the Reds and Cardinals posted the best overall records and failed to make the playoffs. The Astros lost the first round to the Dodgers, who eventually beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today on the pregame show is Robbie Grossman, outfielder for the Minnesota Twins and, of course, former Astro. And Robbie, tell us about where you've been since you were last seen as a Houston Astro. Can you take us through that chronology?
Yeah, I signed with Cleveland to start the year. Went to spring training with them. Had a good camp. Really enjoyed it over there. And I opted out on the 15th of May.
Okay.
And I pretty much told him, hey, I asked him if they're going to call me up. He said, give me a couple days. Came back, said they're not going to call me up.
And you were in AAA at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got my release, signed with the Twins, played one day at AAA, and
they called you up?
Yeah, and then they called me back up here.
We talked to Paul Molitor, your manager, just a couple of days ago. He loves having you. I mean, he feels a lot of trust with you in the outfield and all that. The on-base percentage, it's always there for you, and it always has been. What's the key to getting on base? I mean, your average could fluctuate, but you're always around there 380 to 400 on base.
Just putting up quality at bats, and I've done a really better job of learning how what pitchers are trying to do.
Okay.
Especially the relievers, because I've been really studying what they're good at and what's their plan of attack.
Okay.
And
each guy different, right?
Oh yeah. And you might only get one at bat off in the night, so or a series in fact. So you got to be really know what you're doing.
So, as a say pinch hitter, are you trying to hit the first fastball you see, or are you looking for a specific spot, or you'll take it?
Come off the bench. All this is just experience. Come off the bench, you get a pinch hit. You want to get that good fastball, at least get a swing off it, just to see where you're at. It's just little things like that you learn as you play the game more.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how careers go. I mean, you came over from the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Wandy Rodriguez deal. You got a chance to play for your hometown team for a little bit. And it didn't work out, but it could at some point. Is it disappointing at all for you that it didn't work out better for you with Houston?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, and I probably wouldn't have got that experience anywhere else.
Sure.
And I'm happy to be over here now, and they've given me a chance to play, and I've taken advantage of it.
It's kind of a sleeper little town, isn't it? I mean, it's really nice, clean city.
Yes, it's a great town. These last 2 days are the hottest days it's been since I've been here.
Yeah.
So every day is usually 70, 75 degrees, and it's a beautiful park to play here every day, too.
Talking with Robbie Grossman. Okay, Robbie, be honest. Be totally honest here. The home run yesterday you hit against the Astros, does that feel pretty good? I mean, was that a little better than the normal home run?
Yeah, it's always good to put it to your old team, but
it
would have been better if we would have won the game.
Sure. So you feel like the Astros got the last laugh in that sense?
Well, we still got two more games, Sparks.
That's right, two more games. Well, Robbie, it's always great to catch up with you. Best of luck. I mean, throughout your entire career, great guy. So wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for catching up.
Appreciate it.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.